Rabbi David, for giving me the tremendous opportunity to kind of share this wonderful kailal. I heard this wonderful things and accomplishing great things, and special schuss to be over here. So when I was asked to give a share, he told me, don't give like a regular typical share. That's just boring. I mean, it's not boring. Altar is interesting, but like, don't do shit. Just like go on to wherever you want and just hear the same typical Hilchos Shabbos or Baruch Bas V'Chalav or any other topic. See something a little more, what's the right word? Funky, is the right word?
Controversial.
Okay, I gotta change the topic then. Okay, no, I mean, controversial, okay. Should've told, maybe next time. Maybe we'll get a little bit of that. We'll see where we end up. It's a very broad topic. It has a lot of interesting scenarios, a lot of different, not always share with you typically here, and also probably news you can use on practical things for some life skills, things just come up. Okay, so start with a story like this. A bachur once came over to me that his roommate was going out with a certain girl, and great girl. And yeah, Sveikus, yeah, no, like I don't know, you guys are newly married, relatively. Remember, there's... What?
All
China.
All China.
Okay.
Not all.
What do you mean? Okay. So, hey, he's asking Sveikus. Yeah, no, maybe he's not sure. And he's like speaking to his friend. And he said, like, really? He was with this girl. He's dying to go out there. So he's like, I told her, like, yeah, I don't know. Tell us a good, juicy lesson her about her. Made it up. Okay, fine. And the guy dropped her. He went to know that he learned like kedushin and the sugya anim hapa v'charara. And you know, is that a problem anim hapa v'charara or not?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? So anim hapa v'charara, they had a shirin, right?
A while ago.
So okay, wait. He went to know, like, is there? Okay, yeah, let's start this. Leave out terminology. Did he do anything wrong? Like, you know. And they weren't doing that. He wants to go out with this girl, and somebody's going out there. So, like, yeah, he's asking him advice, like, you know, what do you think I should do? I'm like, nah, it's not for you.
Yeah, he did something wrong.
What did he do wrong?
Let him figure out himself. Why tell it over to him?
He can't do for advice.
That's
what he
did.
Lying. Type of behavior almost.
Check out. If you want to go out with her, it clearly is better.
You lied, maybe be a shaka. Okay, so yeah. Many different Surim we could, there's a couple different Surim we could put it under the banner of. We're going to focus more a little bit on Lifnei Iver Leisikta Mikshol. The little translation means that in front of a blind person, don't put a stone, like somebody you can't see, and you know, little kids do it sometimes, like in elementary school. Like, you know, you stick out your leg and the guy falls over. So, Lifnei Iver Leisikta Mikshol is don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. The person is blind. Don't cause a person to trip. So Rashi brings down, wait, Dan, if somebody comes to ask you advice, I'm going to ask you advice. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? If you give advice, which is not good, that goes onto the Isser advice of Lifnei Iver, a blind person, don't put a mechshol. Means if you give the Eitz Sheni again, if someone's not proper, something not good for the person, that's going to be a Isser Deraisa. Now, that's a very weird case, right? This doesn't happen every day or once a year, I hope. But the many scenarios where it happens all the time, which you're, you know, when you go out to the business world, you're going to be faced with it all the time. Remember when I was a kid, there was like famous lady who sold suits. Like, the nusach on her was like, she would sell you a suit which doesn't fit you, and you'd be convinced in walking out of there, it's perfect for you. Like, you walk on it, trying the suit. This is perfect for you, it's beautiful. She had like a little bit of accent, beautiful, looks great. And like, I don't know, people used to get convinced. And if you convince somebody, I think maybe this don't come in your lines. How do you define a good salesman?
Influential.
What?
Dominant.
Directions to hell.
Some of that's always winning the conversation.
A good salesman, if you can sell something to somebody he doesn't need, that means a good salesman. If you need a shirt, I can sell it to you, so you don't think a salesman, right? You need it. Like, it convinces you to buy something you don't need. That's the definition of, like, going for a salesperson or a sales lady, that's what you're trying to get. The person who can sell the item the person doesn't need, that's the definition of a good salesperson. Guess what?
Why is that a definition? A good salesman is someone that can
sell anything. I can sell you If I could sell you something you need, like it's very hot outside, and you say, ah, okay, bottle of water, 4 shekel. Not so, you know, anyone could do that. But if you don't need it, this is like an antique from, you know, Lev Kanievsky drank from it and it helped him during, and also the Baba Vareba, and helps him do tshuva and takes care of Shalom Bayis. I sold it for $4,000, and then I'm a salesman. I can sell you something which a big seller person would recommend. Okay, I'm happy you guys don't have this concept in your mind. I guess you guys haven't gotten scammed too much. Baruch Hashem, right? No, you guys haven't gotten scammed ever? No. I guess not. What?
They don't
want to admit it. They don't want to admit it. Okay, anyhow. Basically, what? You got scammed. What's the story? Mind saying it or? Okay, which game?
Jamaican priest.
Basketball game.
Basketball game, okay.
And the guy outside told me.
Told you what?
Sold me fake tickets.
You always gotta take them. Okay, if you're a loser, you always gotta take the guy with you. I've done that too. You just gotta take the guy with you. He's like, come with me to the gate and I'll pay extra $5. And he says no, means he's out. Okay. But anyhow, so where are we? Anyhow, so if you sell somebody something he doesn't need, basically that's it's advice. Definitely, this is Michelle. You're giving somebody bad advice and you're scamming the guy, and that's something which is a big issue. Anyway, I made another case. Who else got scammed over here? Let's get some more cases.
I got scammed once.
Yeah.
I was in a Grand Central Station. And
yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah.
It's a good place.
And the guy comes over to me, and he convinced me that he's Jewish, and he needs $20. He'll PayPal me like once he gets home.
Okay, that's a little different. That's not for me. Right. That's not bad advice. That's just. Okay, it's a little different thing. That's just lying. What? That's not sales. But anyhow, basically the concept of religious misakas over here, the concept is giving somebody bad advice is deraisa, and selling somebody doesn't need, pitching out to call the girl, or any situation which is not good for the person itself whenever somebody gives you advice. And I'm saying, this is like maybe when you're a younger man, maybe it doesn't apply to you so much, but when you go out in the business world, you can use this all the time. It's a tough world out there, and a lot of times, and whenever you give somebody advice, and that, which is good for him, it's not going to go. Oh, it's a case where you're going to get us like this.
Why can't it be that you're psychologically convinced that it needs it, so now he needs it? It's an emotional thing. You're that good. You hypnotize the guy, he needs it. He needs it, so now he needs it.
Like, for example, like what? Like,
this bottle of water, and he needs to chew it. This is going to help him.
If it'll help him, okay, right. If it's a placebo effect, then we'll help him.
Doesn't Rashi explain that's why after the issue was mentioned, it says, and you should have fear of God, because only you know if you're trying
when to... When it's good advice or not good advice. You only know it's good advice or not good advice.
Like the Rashi was saying, not really necessary.
Right, not really necessary. That'll be debatable whether it goes in. Okay, let's make a shidduchim for a second. Now, there's many gay boys shidduchim. By shidduchim, let's look at somebody's
shidduchim.
Am I going out of video? Am I going out of video? How far is the video? What? Like, off stage?
Is it left neighbor if you don't really know what you're talking about? Not trying to scam him, just like throw out random advice at the guy.
Yeah, so if you're giving advice and you don't know what in the world you're doing. So like this. Okay, let's go like this. Okay, let's start with this. Is it left neighbor b'shoygig? Is it left neighbor b'shoygig? So there are two types of left neighbor. We're talking about the neighbor bad advice. Let's say you tell somebody, invest in, I'll pick something.
HMIS.
HMIS? Symbol? Okay. Yes, HMIS, whatever it is. And it, oh yeah, you do that? It goes up $1 and then it crashes. So you're Lefnei Iver. So if you did Bishigi by Lefnei Iver or giving bad advice, then that would not be considered a Isser if you made a mistake. But, wait, don't go shoot. If you have no business giving advice. For example, this is something as a rav I get faced all the time. People think me as being a rav that I know everything. So it's almost true. No. But they ask me nothing to do with the Raspberry Ritva. They'll ask me advice on anything from and everything. From like business advice to even what to invest all the time to medical advice. Everything across the board. Now, Ruach HaKadosh I don't have. and it's something which I face all the time. So all the time I tell people that if I would give advice, that's not something, honestly, like medically, which I don't know. Medically, I don't know. Or they ask me business advice, and which some whatever, which I'm not trained in, and I shouldn't be giving. So then, if I give the bad advice, I think that would be yes, good neighbor, because they're coming to me. I'm thinking because being that I'm a rabbi, I know everything, and or maybe even. Whatever it is, and if that's not true, then I think that would, yes, be an issue of lifnei aver and that situation. If you have no business giving the advice, you make a mistake, then there would, yes, be lifnei aver. But if a regular, honest mistake, then and that would not be a yes advice, but if you have no business advice, then I think it would, yes, be a problem. So let's move on to Shidduchim a second. It's going to get relevant to Shidduchim. So you're, anybody over here, Shadchan over here?
Everyone
over here is a Shadchan. You guys are Shadchan, you always have to be Shadchan, right? You have to marry off your wife's friends, your friends. I'm saying you guys should do it. It's a big mitzvah. You guys should do it. I'm saying, you guys, don't try to do it.
Of course.
What?
All the time.
Nothing. What?
How many do you do?
How many do you do?
You got a few people on dates.
Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah. No, guys, you should do it. You should do it. It's it's a bet. No, especially when you know the boy, you know the girl. And it's much easier.
Yeah.
Okay. So it comes out like this. Let's say you're a shadchan. Shadchan also a lot of time is selling a product. You're selling a product a lot of time. So let's say you have your cousin.
That's very good.
Let's say your cousin. We'll call him, let's say Ruchi. Your cousin Ruchi. You want to find a shidduch for her. And you know that Ruchi is Ruchi, whatever. Let's leave it at that, whatever the issues are. And you want to rent to somebody else. Are you halachically mutter to rent the shidduch to a friend of yours? Or even not a friend of yours? What?
I think it's everyone's responsibility.
Okay, so that's exactly what we're talking about. Is it like buyer beware?
I think so.
What do you say?
Unless there's like.
So I'm very happy I came today.
But each person does do due diligence.
Unless there's like.
If you. Same thing. I'm selling you this. What?
If each person's just going to say, well, you have to do your due diligence, then there's no one to ask. Because everyone's just going to say the good things about
it. What do you say?
Everyone's just going to say good due diligence. Don't do due diligence.
I'm happy. I'm happy. Both of you have normal wives. I see. Okay.
I
you would not be talking like that because me as a Rav, I see a lot of, you know, as a Rav, I see all the time on both sides of the mechitza. You know, people just like, whoa, you know, and it's hard life. You know, not easy. You know, like the reason, like happens all the time. I got to me like 9 chizik, and I really think to myself like. What do you tell a guy in Auschwitz? What type of chizik do you give him? You know, it's a hard life. Yeah, like, you know, when there's something wrong with the person and the person gets celebrated rich. But no, it's not due diligence. Number one, the two reasons why not due diligence. Number one, it's very hard for a person to find out. There are many things no one's going to find out. If you personally know about it, because you're then. And number two is that if you're giving a person advice, you're telling him, this is a good shidduch. My cousin Ruchi is a great girl. And there are certain issues which there are problems. Then that's the Eitzah Shani. Again, it's like I'm saying, right? So Shadchan is giving me Eitzah, and then if this is not a good Eitzah, just put yourself in the position. How would you feel?
I think everyone, when they're going on the shait, you have to keep your eyes wide open. If you're going to go based on everyone's work.
You are so blind on a date. The only thing you can see is her face. Okay, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Come on. Let's cut the garbage. Come on. What? There's a reason why in the what?
Why is it any different than being in the business? Meaning if you know that the CEO is going to be for 6 months, and you don't tell them, it's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just putting it more in the shidduch perspective.
Insider trader.
Wait, am I? Hold on a second. Am I saying a chiddush now? I have to make sure. Do I have to expand on this?
What? You're
saying insider trading is not us.
Insider training is a whole different thing. What do you mean? Well, that's good advice, right?
That you can tell people.
That's good advice, right?
That's
a legal question. That's all. That's whether you're going to be in Kaila behind bars or not. That's absurd. I'm not saying no, but you know, we have more people in behind bars than Kaila than we probably had the amount of people learning in Kaila 100 years ago. Like maybe 10 times the amount. So, but that's a legal question, and that's a shita question. It's a whole different question. But wait, is this a chiddush to them? You have to expand on this?
Always says, like,
when I'm in your shidduch, if I'm trying to convince you, I'm giving you advice. If this is not good advice for you, you cannot do it. If you don't really believe in it, And you were not wishing on yourself, or you were not wishing on your brother or your
sister?
Well, what
about things that problems that people think are problems? You know the person, and 10 years is not really a big deal, just in the dating world it seems so big, so you kind of just brush it over and don't even mention it.
Okay, so answer the things. Okay.
That's an example. You know, he's not such a fact. If you say yeah, she's gonna freak out. If you say
does
no,
he
never you're lying. See, whatever, you just lie. Say yeah, you might mention that 2 cigarettes he has a month, you know, and then you just say no, he doesn't.
So we got smoking.
Do you have to offer free information?
What do you say?
Because you have to tell them things, like if they're asking you serious questions.
Okay, let's veer off into that a second.
Nope,
just make it around the clock. What time is it now? What time is it?
They don't. That could be the clock.
Okay, we'll veer off into this. Okay, just the concept is, if you write somebody should have, which is bad advice, you cannot do it. So there are a lot of variations. I guess we've got a couple minutes. I'll come back more focused on lifnei eiver. That, okay, there are many of the scenarios. Let's talk about shidduchim a second. There are many of the scenarios in shidduchim where, let's say somebody has an issue. I mean, everyone has somewhat of an issue, right? Not only like that, but like, I can't remember. Everyone has something to fix, right? That's what I mean, like a settle, right? But, no, let's say somebody has an issue. Now, there's certain issues which, do you have to say it or not? Let's say you start yourself. Somebody's issue, whether it's a mental issue or a physical issue, do you have to say yourself? You guys are married already, so it'd be easier to, but were you mechuyev to go ahead and say it? What?
Mental illness, you start
my home. So, like this. There is two opinions in Klai Yisrael. I would say, from the Halacha perspective, and then there's the Ashkapa perspective. There is a Gemara in Yevamos, Mem Zayin, which brings down, I think Mem Zayin and Ches, I wasn't planning to speak on this, so just pass me, I want to make sure I put all that right. Gemara, pass me Yevamos, I was talking. Gemara brings down, there's somebody whose father was a goy, and he was having a hard time finding shidduch. No one wanted to marry this person, because they came about the Yichus. So the Amoris said, you know, I got great advice for you. You know where you should get married? Go to a different town, go to a different city, and over there, no one's going to know where you are, and you get married. You had a case? The guy's father's a guy. Couldn't get a shidduch. So no one wants to marry this person. No one's interested in doing a shidduch. Amoris says,
it's not like that. It's not crazy.
Sorry, not him and Alf. The more being said, it says go disappear, go get married, and you could go ahead and get married. So, Frank the Stiper, there's a stiper in Yevamos that says this question. So, what's going on over here? What happened to the Sigur Mechatayis? The Sigur Mechatayis, if you sell something and you scam somebody, so the Lach is the Mechas Nachal, and it doesn't work. So, how is it going to play out over here? If the guy, no one wants to marry this person, go over there, no one knows who you are, and Machachasana, everything's going to be good. So, how does it work? So, the stiper says, the Chiddush Lawacha below the Maisa. Which type wants to say that marriage is different than everything else. It is different than everything else. But the gather of what Mekach Toys is by marriage as opposed to other things is a whole different perspective. So if I go into, I buy a shas, and let's say that Chav Vav is like upside down. So what I care about this shas or that shas, I'll take a different Gemara, and therefore someone which a person bothers a person, you just exchange it, and you get a different one. And same Gemara, this one has Pagam, this doesn't have Pagam. Therefore, it's considered a mechatei. So we don't like the person. A person is, there's no two people who are alike. Right? Every single person is like one in a million, right? Everyone is, right? That's a song, right? Every single person is a world by himself. Every single person is totally different. Therefore, when you're dealing with mechatei, when it comes to marriage, it's means shidduchim, and I know it's a little bit different than the way you look at it when you're buying an item. The way you figure out it is if the person will get married. But they walk out of the marriage. You find out if the Shara Brach is that, or whatever the issue is. Right? You find out the Shara Brach is something, whatever it is. What?
Father was a guy.
So would the guy walk out of the marriage or not work out of the marriage? Probably not, right? It's if together something which the person, once he's married, he'll be willing to accept it, then being that there's no two people which are alike, together is going to be not the same gather as any other mechatayis, and therefore it's going to be okay. That's when the stipe writes, la'alacha v'loy l'maisa, he says he doesn't want to be son of la'alacha l'maisa. What's more mukubal in Klai Yisrael, much more said than Klai Yisrael, that any serious issue, first and serious issue, we'll talk about whether a person is taking some type of, you know, whether physical or mental, I don't want to pick any examples, I don't want to hit the example, which, but any person, whether a person has medical conditions or a person has certain mental issues, what's mekubal, much more from Zalman Rav Yasha, Rav Yasha, so the whole of that is that you have to say, you have to offer information, but not right away. You don't have to offer right away. If you say before you go out, so like, you're saying you have a bunch of names, and you don't have to say it. After you go out a couple of times, and you see the person's ma'ala, you see this person, and you're able to get a broader perspective of who the person is, you see the ma'ala, see the chesroinus, then at that point you have to go ahead and say it. But before you go out, you don't have to go ahead and say it. And that's really the more accepted, and Klaisol, that if you have an issue, you don't have to say it right away, but after the third or fourth date at some point, you'd have to go ahead and tell the person in terms of what's going on. Yeah, Claire?
Why is that better?
What?
Why does that help anything?
Because before marriage, and there's, so you went out a couple of times. You're not wasting a person's, let's say a person's diabetes, something like that. So it's a little bit, or a person has Crohn's. So where a person, these are things which are, you're not saying after today, I got AIDS. You're not doing that, right? It's something which is marriageable, which is a little bit harder, right? So in that situation, what? So you'll decide then. You meet the person, you know the person, you see who the person is. You're deciding it in a context of, it's a much more educated decision. You see what the person is, see who he is, and then you make a decision. Do I want to do it or don't want to do it? Then no, it looks okay. It looks okay. You know, you can feel your understanding. And it doesn't mean that...
Wait,
so now we're talking about the guy himself, but you yourself. You as a person going out, or as a father of a boy or a father of a girl, basically those are the two opinions of class. So most people hold that most people pass like Rashi and Yashar and Zami at the end of 30 days. There is a mute of people who do like the stiper, but I'll just tell you this, it's really terrible advice if you do like the stiper. I mean, there's a difference between boys and the girls. If you don't tell a girl, let's say you have an issue and you get married, she's never going to forgive you. She's not gonna get over it. By the girls, marriage is based on trust. She has to be trust you and be same on you, and she feels like you ripped her off. You're gonna be hearing about it the rest of your life. By the boys, it's chat is if the girl did something like that, they'll just decide it's worth it for me or not worth it for me. Is the guy staying married or not staying married? It'd be more like a decision like that. But if you trick a girl, then it's not gonna be a pretty marriage. A lot of different ways, but the girls are hard time getting over it. I'll go upon it. So that's when they gave the person something. They want to know. As an outsider reading it, can you read such a shidduch when you know the person's diabetes? Is it much of you to read such a shidduch?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they'll figure it out during the date.
That's a common help.
You just have to make sure that the guy tells her.
So that's the answer to the question. If you know that the person is going to go great place him, the more accepted version of Kai. So they're going to say it, and you think it's a good idea, even though the person has diabetes, you still think it's worth it. She's a great girl, great boy. You think it's a good idea, and it's a advisable idea, so then it's not HSN again. So we're trying to say, you're giving bad advice. What's bad advice? It's just bad advice. If they're going to say, and you think it's a good idea, Alpha became it's a good idea, and they're going to tell them, so then it's not HSN again, it's not something which is bad, and then it's okay to do. But if they're not going to say, so then it could be a problem. So basically, if you're convinced that they're going to say, and you think it's a good idea, then it's mutter. If not, then...
So if you read it, find out that they're not going to say, right?
Then that's
you read the shidduch on the assumption, you're pretty sure he said it to other girls, whatever it is, right? And then you find out he's not going to tell her. Do you have to tell her?
Okay, so in terms of what you have to say when you get shidduch information, this is a very... heavy Shiloh. Information in general. They just ask you. They call you up. Give me any medical conditions. Or do you have to say that? This is a very heavy Shiloh. And the answer to the question is something called Le Samed Al Dam Reacha. I had a chavrusa going back when I was newly married. That his chavrusa got engaged. And he's like, oh my goodness. This guy is not marriage material. And he was thinking of calling up the girl to go tell her. Then he found out they're getting married in 4 weeks. We know why, right? So he's like, it's so close to chasen, they break it off. What should he do? Because he didn't do anything. And guess what? A year later, they got divorced with a child. Now, the girl's life was, ruined. Yeah, It's always, so this is a very heavy shayla. It's called Lisamana Dam Riachev. Somebody's drowning, somebody is dying. You have to go ahead and save the person. So somebody's getting involved in a situation which is bad, difficult, something which is going to be rough. Then if you know about it, not only if they ask you, you have a chiv to call up. If you think this person, you want to wish on your best friend.
Why did you figure this out during your dating? Like, why should
you figure out? Come on, I said, we said before, we spoke about that. Always, you don't see anything. Huh? You don't see. So if you're somebody, wait, it's very important. Wait, guys, it's very important. If there's somebody you know has serious issues, and he's going out, you would have a chiv to go in and tell him.
Where do you draw the line?
So we draw lines. I'm saying serious issue. We draw a line and say ask a shayla, because where's that? You draw the line is you have to draw the line. But if it's something, the answer to the question is the guy's in for a rough life. Let's say the girl, she has whatever. She's quack, right? She couldn't get along with any of her roommates, and or she has relationship issues, right? With her relationship issues, whether codependent, you know, there's serious issues, whether, and you know, there's Harachman is a poor guy.
Right, but if she's expressed it to him on the date, she's probably gonna tell him on the date too.
Why don't you tell her? Why?
It means like if someone tells you, hey, I have anxiety, or I have bipolar, or I have an eating disorder on a date, they're gonna tell it to the next guy on the date too.
If they tell you, yeah, okay, but people do that.
No.
Okay.
Surprised.
Well,
very surprised.
Did you marry her?
Oh no.
Okay. So, in general, I would think that people. Now, most people don't say that, right? I'm saying, in general, if they're saying that, that's really the essence of who they are, and the reason why they're saying that, right? Like, oh, I have a little bit of anxiety. No, that means. But so basically, if the guy is not marriage material, you have to make sure that people know about it. Where and what I'm saying, you must ask a shayla, because it's a very heavy shayla. Especially when your perspective of, let's say, of a younger person, an older person, especially Bachram, right? Bachram have no clue what marriage is all about. So a lot of times, like all the time, like they come, people call me all the time, like, this guy's going out, and like, there's no way he could get married, and like, what do we do? And so you know what I always tell them? First, ask them who shares the end. I learned by Rabbi Resnick. So guess Rabbi Resnick's opinion on the matter.
How do you know from
an
hour a day?
Rabbi Amil tell me them well. They know. Yeah.
So you think that's a nice part of Rabbi's old man?
No, okay, we'll find out, you know.
If
he doesn't know the guy, I'll say, I don't know. But he say, I found, go with him, tell him, this is the issue. No, it's because find out his Rabbi, somebody who's responsible and old and knows. Because not Dafka, what you might consider a problem marriage, you guys are young still, and you know, as myself also, when I think when I'm 25, I'm 35, 45, it's different, right? In terms of, so you have to ask an older, responsible rabbi to find out, is it really a problem? But if it is a problem, then you have a chiv to go ahead and say it.
If you're one of the references, you're supposed to tell every person that calls you that this guy has issues, they'll never be able to get married.
So when the guy asks you, can you be one of the references, let's say he's a good friend of yours, right? And you know, pick an example. I don't want to pick an example of something. Pick an example of something like really bad. What? Does drugs, right.
Yeah,
okay. Thursday night, let's go. Friday night, he's drunk. Okay. So you know what it is. So you can just tell him as a close friend of yours that I know, or he confide in you, like, just tell him, like, I don't feel so comfortable being on. I don't, be honest with him, I don't feel so comfortable being on the resume, because if they ask me straight up, like, I don't want to lie. And case of that resume. Quickly.
Maybe you should keep us up on the resume so you shouldn't get married.
So that's the question. So you gotta ask. So I don't know what's going on nowadays, like with the drugs. Like, I don't know how common. But.
It happens.
I know it happens. I know. I'm saying, like, what percentage, how hard, you know, variations, whether it's, you know, like in the it's like, do I know what, not weed, what was that thing again? I guess one of those things that they're like, that was totally, that was in Mars.
Oh, the oil?
No, you roll them off. A joint, right. A joint.
Sweet,
honey. Yeah, it's not a joint. I was like, okay. Hi, Gravy, welcome to the world. Anyhow.
keeps on changing, though, meaning...
Yeah, it's an ever-changing one.
Today's day and age that...
Yeah, yeah.
...together is that they won't want to stay married. I don't know if that's such a...
Okay, it's an ever-changing one. Okay, it's Isser of the Fish of the Mishal. Mishal is giving bad advice. What's considered bad advice? Bad advice is anything which is not good for the person. If you don't belong to giving advice, that also could be Ishal. Something doesn't need. And guys, when you're Shadchan, you're giving advice, you have to make sure it's going to be good advice. We veer off a little bit, speaking about Shadchan in general, guys. Issue with Kubal and Kaisal after a third date, you have to say it. In terms of if you know somebody has a real serious issue, make sure the guy gets help. And if you guys just stop me, to make sure. A lot of people are like, oh, they wait till they get married and then they'll go get help, right? Marriage is not a hospital. And doesn't really work in that type of situation. But, and if it's something serious issue, you have a chiyuv, make sure you're married. But guys, don't decide this by yourself. Make sure you have a bayim, you have a banim. Just ask them in terms of what the issue is and find out what their purpose is. That's the first chalik of Hefnei Yitzchak Mishal. Okay, the second chalik of Hefnei Yitzchak Mishal is in terms of the Gemara brings down that, oh, one last thing. But again, goyim, there's no issur of neivah l'sita mishal in terms of giving bad advice. All these halachas which apply are very important. We say for the business world, it applies dafka to Jews. But goyim, the halacha.
Why is that lying?
Not really lying. You just want to know if you just. It's not, well, shekel we can discuss in a different
thing, like,
in a different forum whether
giving bad advice is a lie.
What you say?
You're not saying the truth.
What you say?
Giving bad advice is not, yeah,
is there any
you're like,
you're
lying.
Yeah, there's always any chalas on everything. If you can get, don't do anything which the Zima sucks fake, not for sure not. Anything which has, you have to be extra careful. Chalas Sham is like, you have to, you know, people always complain, like, anti-Semitism, what a double standard, and like, they do that, and then the Jews do it, and it's such a double standard. They're 100% right. We represent God, and we've got to be above everybody. And it's right, there's a double standard. And the fact that if they pick on us, and we do something, they don't do it. Okay. I'm okay with that. Sorry. Okay, now the second chiluk of Hefnei Yitzchak Mishal is basically, Mar brings down, if you cause somebody to go ahead and do an Isser, Yoivah, Hefnei Yitzchak Mishal. What's called, of course, somebody to do Isser? If you entice somebody to do an Isser, the classic case is you give a nazir a cup of wine, and you tie somebody to Isser, that goes into the Isser of the Fneva Lysite Mershal. So this could apply a lot of different situations, major situations, some of them out of time, so we don't have time to get to in terms of, let's say, I'll throw out some cases. Can you rent your house to somebody who's in Mechal Shabbos? But now he's going to use your house to turn the light on off on Shabbos. Is that a problem with Fneva Lysite Mershal? There's another case which comes up in terms of giving somebody food, a non-firm person food, and he's not going to make a bracha. So I'm giving him food, he's not going to make a bracha. I'm giving something, he's doing without a bracha. What about you marry somebody who doesn't cover her hair? That's a winner. You marry somebody, now she doesn't cover her hair. You're causing him to get married, now she doesn't cover her hair. What? What do you say? That could be maybe the issue of either being Masada Kedushin for somebody who somebody's not from, being a Shadchan for somebody who's not from, comes up in many different scenarios. So which one should we start with first? Because whenever you're causing somebody something, causing somebody to do an Isser, that goes into the Isser of the Fneiver. So there was a playoff of this is I heard. The meals where they write over the bachurim and they put a lot of alcohol out.
Yeah.
Familiar with that? Alright? You have a meal over, you're writing over the bachurim. Take out some heavy stuff. Is that something which is what they're also to do?
Are Bachram allowed to drink?
What do you say?
What would be, meaning, what are you causing them to do if
what?
Put out
a bottle of... Are they Eiver also?
What do you say?
Are they Eiver?
Bachram are blind.
Yeah.
No, you're enticing them. You're enticing them to get drunk.
Doesn't the Gemara say you get drunk, there's bigger title for things, and like Isha and things like that?
The Gemara says don't get drunk and don't do Averis, right? Don't drink.
So that's what you're doing to them. if you shouldn't get drunk because it's going to lead to Averis,
pirate's a specs fakos. First of all, like, you're not sure if he's going to drink the alcohol by putting it out, and then by drinking the alcohol,
Russia's only going to get drunk.
I understand. You buy, you have 10 bottles for 10 bucks, okay?
They were turned out when they're getting drunk.
Yeah. No, you're putting the person in it. You're putting a person in a situation. We're giving him a taiva to do something which is wrong. Right, exactly the point. Everyone has a free will, and everyone can do what they want. But the difference in the mitzvah is if you make it easier, or entice, or give the person the rutzen to do something which is not.
Most times they bring their own alcohol to the table as is.
I would hear this much more if you were alcohol in front of an alcoholic, right? You guys went to AA, struggled with alcohol his whole life, and then you're putting alcohol in front of him. Like, this one's that's normal. Like, I don't know. An 18, 20-year-old guy has a decision. Do I drink it? Do I not drink it? Should I be responsible? Should I drink an entire bottle of alcohol and act guilty?
No, of course he has a right to decide. Everyone has rights to everything. But the thing with the Mitchell is when you make it easier, attainable, accessible, something which is not the correct thing to do, you make it easier, attainable, accessible, or give them the rutzen to go ahead and do it. And if you are doing something which is the wrong thing to do, then you are going to burn. Maybe blood.
If you put out alcohol by Kiddush and Shabbos and like there are adults there and they get drunk, that's your fault?
No, there's certain things like this. No, there's certain things like this that if you, there's certain things like it's called like he created the milkshake for himself. That and certain things you made the mishal for him. If you have a reasonable amount and a person just goes ahead and does it to himself, then it's not really so much your fault. But if there's the amount, like you're having the amount of buck, I mean, there's enough there and that's where we're heading, then for sure it's going to be a problem. No, not clear? Am I saying
it? It'll be hard to follow.
if guys bring, like you said before, if guys bring alcohol to your suda, do I have, am I now mechuyev to say take it off the table because I'm going to be over the isser, we'll see the
emotional? They bring their own? Right. Then you didn't,
I didn't call
it. You didn't cause it. They brought it themselves. But
so bring out a bottle for seven guys, right? There's, you put one bottle of hard alcohol on the table.
Seven guys, so that's not a big deal, right?
Nobody can get a seventh of a bottle.
That's not gonna play over.
Then two guys decide to down the whole thing.
They say
so one guy decides to down the whole thing.
It's, you know, it's totally in the situation, but guys, you're ruining what? What? No, but that's the guys. What? You're setting up guys. You're setting up their life to be one hell. That's what guys are doing, you know. That's what you're setting these guys up for, right? people who get drunk a lot, it's going to be a rough ride over there. If someone buys, it's going to be a disaster, you know. It's going to be a heart. Whatever. The person's going to be not going to be good. You know, the kid's going to be messed up. It's not like... people don't get out of these addictions. It doesn't go well. What?
Can you invite someone to your house
that
you know they might drive?
Like, that's the whole question. Oh, that's the whole question. So, can you invite somebody to ask? Okay, that's more easier. I shouldn't be so hard on the island. I'm saying, it's too hard on the island. I'm only here once. So I can just, like, say whatever I want. And, like, say, that's all, folks, okay? That's okay. Ramosh has a tshuva, but I can invite somebody over for Shabbos if the person's not from me, he's going to drive on Shabbos. So, basically, Ramosh is like fire against that. He writes, you're missing some idiach. You're inviting somebody for Shabbos, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos, and that's terrible. He calls me Mechal Shabbos, and Asar Gomer, and no way in the world. Okay, I would say there's a but. If a person is in Kira, then maybe through this, the person is going to come from, and it's going to help him.
So it's Chol Shabbos, Chol Shabbos.
So then we could debate the issue, we could discuss the issue. It's really not for the forum right now, because we're running out of time. But then we can discuss, like, the thing is, the issue is I'm causing you something bad. If it's maybe in the long term, might be good for you, so maybe it's not called Lefinis Nita Michel, and we could debate the issue whether if you're helping a person come from, it might be help him. But sometimes I bang some over, he's in Mechal Shabbos, somebody tries your Mrs. Medea, your Russian, it's like worst thing in the world if you're causing, because you're causing somebody to want to go ahead or helping or ascertain a person to go ahead and do a hisser. You know, what about smoking? Let's say smoking. If that's not even, So it used to be the chat was, can you, like, sell somebody cigarettes? Is it Motorola such a smoke? Is that, like, an outdated question?
No.
Huh? Alcohol is a little bit different because alcohol is a little different. If I sell you, say a bottle of, say, something hard liquor, it doesn't mean bechefsi means something wrong with that because maybe take a little every day, maybe this, maybe that. You know, it doesn't have to be something which is inherently wrong with it. When we talk about cigarette smoking, so okay, my son is like talking like this, like, who said cigarette smoking is bad? Oh, he's saying this like this. He's saying like this, that if you take one cigarette, anything can happen to you?
Two cigarettes a day or one to replenish.
Let's say that you say two a day. Each one. No. So that's not gonna. When I take each one by itself, something wrong, right?
Yeah.
As long as they add up together.
Yeah,
something wrong. Huh? Okay, well, let's see if we put it on the side. But Akapanim, so they had a side like that. One of the Gedei Yerushalayim said that. Who said nothing? What's one cigarette smoking? He was chain smoking? He says nothing with cigarette smoking. Who said something with cigarette smoking? Me, Omar. So they tell him, what do you mean? The first question, and in insurance, they say, what's the first question they ask you? Do you smoke, right? First question. And they say, officially, the person who smokes lives 13 years less than the person who doesn't smoke. That's just the regular standard thing. Everyone knows that. He said, me and my famous Chassam Sofer says, they can't bring a raya from the body of a Jew to a guy, because being that Kli Yisrael is on our Sinai, plus Kazumas, that's what Chassam Sofer, that Kli Yisrael is different than Goyim, Kli Yisrael is on our Sinai, plus Kazumasam, body is different than the body of a guy. And therefore, who said cigarette smoking is dangerous? What did I say?
Jewish people in the hospital.
Yeah, you're going from studies. I'm really there. They have studies by Jews. They do. That's what he wants to tie in. I'm not going to say his name. The kid's there. Saif Yamov. This person got lung cancer. Called in all his family. And he said that... he's mechayed on his sack, and he thinks in heaven they can judge him as the Gemara says. Nothing more. They say that somebody commits suicide in mechayed kalam haba, and he's afraid that he's heading to not such a good place.
Yeah.
So Moshe says a tshuva about smoking. Oh, there's a good story about this. Interesting. Good story. Rabbi Shmuley Waldman told me a story. Rabbi Wright. Somebody's trying to marry my Ryzen's daughter or son. So Ryzen told him that Rav Gaisha, Rashi Vitar Vadas, used to be a chain smoker. And he used to say, like, you know, in Europe, everyone smoked. They thought it was healthy. And then they play Shua and Shabbos. It's healthy to smoke. They thought smoking was healthy. It's good for the digestive system. They come over to America. Now everyone, you know, they're practicing that, you know, it's bad to smoke. And it's too hard to stop. It's addictive. It's hard to stop. And he didn't know what to do. So Rav Gaisha would say, I don't know, man. I can't stop, I don't know what that is. So Moshe came out with the tshuva, and Moshe writes that the reason why you're allowed to smoke is there's a klal, shomer p'seim Hashem. That somebody who's a fool is allowed to smoke on the brain shalom, you don't know anything. So Kitzer, he came out with the tshuva, he's going back, whatever. So Rabbi Reisman's chavrusa showed it to Rabbi Reisman. He said, oh, Moshe's heter, you know, into smoking. So he runs out to Yeshiva, and he shows Yeshiva tshuva. He says, Rabbi, we have heter to smoke, great. So Yeshiva, tshuva, he says, thank you. Afterwards, he told his chavrusa that, you know, he showed the yeshiva had to smoke. He goes, are you crazy? You know what he just did? He told the yeshiva basically the heter to smoke. He said, a fool, well, that's something crazy. And you're saying, on the Baruch Shalom. That's such a concept. You just like do things that are something on the Baruch Shalom. He's like, oh my God. He didn't know what it meant. He's like, oh my goodness. So he went back to the guy's shore and said, I sent the power to the yeshiva. I didn't realize I was coming to the yeshiva. Fool. So he told him, Shomer B'Seim Hashem. So anyhow, the Iker had to basically, the Iker had to smoke is basically, I guess, we could say, maybe we should say Hashem, maybe, you know, about being the Iker had to smoke. Anyhow, with all addictions, if you're doing something which causes somebody to get into a massive addiction, it's very hard to turn around. People suffer for years. And unfortunately, we make mistakes, we pay for when we're older, for our mistakes of our youth. And if you're causing anybody to do something which passively might be addictive behavior, that's a terrible havla. And it's a terrible assert to do such a thing. And it applies to anything.
You can't sell cigarettes, yeah. You still,
what do I say?
You can't sell cigarettes to a person
addictively. If we can do a split screen, let's just rephrase the question. If you see a split, let's do a split screen now. We're not picturing as Lavaya. And he died 3 days earlier because you gave him a cigarette. We have to split the screen. Would you wave this all the time?
Say also, like, you say fast food also kills people, you're also French fries.
No.
What? Fast food does, it also takes away meals from people.
And it isn't.
What did I say? What time is it? Running out of time? We will find this out.
The oil.
Kids, are basically, basically the line is basically anytime you're doing something which you cause a person to do or doing something bad, you're facilitating or helping somebody do something wrong. Like the guy when I was in yeshiva who used to like pay for the hotel room so everyone could watch movies. You know where he's going. I don't judge anybody, but like that's a terrible. Causing people to get into movies, causing people to do things which are not Seder, and you're facilitating it, that is a tremendous Ava and tremendous Seder, and something which is Lefne Eva Lesite Mirshal. And basically, anytime you're creating a type or a Ratzin or ability to make or accessible for somebody to do something wrong, that's going to be a Seder of Lefne Eva Lesite Mirshal. With the flip side of it, I'll just speak quickly about in terms of, let's say you're faced with something which is challenging for you in terms of a taiva or something which is. Something which you struggle with in terms of, you know, what are the mechanics in terms of overcoming a nisayin, in terms of working it through and able to withstand situations which are challenging for you. So the first is, don't put yourself in a situation. That's always the best advice. If you're on a diet, you know, don't go to your favorite bakery and put yourself in situations. The best advice always to stay out of trouble is always stay out of the sanus, you know, and not to be someone which you might do things you don't want to do, is obviously not to go there and to stay away from it. A second you say when it comes to taiva is that there's Ramban. Ramban, yes, that we see in the world nowadays, I'm saying, he has in his days, people have such perversive, not the right word, taivas. Like crazy what people do nowadays. And Ramban asks, he has some risk of zachar. How do you get to that? Like, what's going on? Like, how do people sink to such weird and crazy taivas? The man says that Parashas Nitzav is a meritic issue when it comes to taiva. When a person, there's certain things a person does, a person's thirsty, let's say, and you take a cup of water, a person gets saturated. When you're dealing with taiva, a person's never going to get saturated. When you're dealing with taiva, you fulfill the taiva, you're never going to get full, it's just going to pop up somewhere else in a different way. So a person is giving into his taivas, and you do something out of taiva, all this is going to be is, okay, did that, and you can move on to the next thing. Different man says, it starts with Noshim, after that it gets boring, you go to Anoshim, and there, you don't know how people go to such a low and such weird, and whatever taiva is, if you don't control your taivas, and you just give in every time, it just grows you more, and more, and more, to more worse things, and harder things, and you're not fulfilling anything, and you're not satisfying yourself when it comes to taiva. But what do you do with the mice if a person's in a situation where he wants to be nisayin and something has a real, real taiva to do something? So really there are three eitzes which are recommended. Let's say it's something you have a taiva to watch something. You don't want to watch it. Yeah, whatever. You know, you don't want to get addicted, you don't want to watch it. Or there's a bottle of wine in front of you or something which you don't want to go and do. So three eitzes for what a person should do. There's one eitze is distract. The mind can only think of one thing at a time. If you're thinking about something else, then the mind's going to be distracted. Taiva is like you have a ratzon, you want to do something. If you distract yourself, you change the channel, you do something else, the mind only can think one thing at a time. If you change the channel to something else totally different, you distract yourself, then this taiva, this ratzon for this thing, many times can go away. So if you have a chesed for a certain thing, and take a walk, play ball, read a book, do something else, take a sefer, do something else, and you're concentrating on something else, and you distract yourself, that always is a very strong eitza in order to help a person to do emunah nisayin, you distract yourself with something else. There's another eitza, is delay. It's a little bit different, that you make up the next 15 minutes, but shum, I'm not going to do this thing. When a person delays it for a certain amount of time, so many times the taiva or the ratzon when you want to do something, if you delay it for a certain amount of time, a lot of time it just goes away. Taiva is fake. So not real. When you're in it, it's like, I need it, I want it, and it's enticing. It's always, number one, the sizzle is better than the steak. When you go to a restaurant, they have a sizzling food. It looks so good. And then you taste it, it's good, but the sizzle is always better than steak. time is always fake. It's not real. And always the anticipation of a thing is always better than the actual thing itself. So if you delay yourself a lot of times, so now I make up 15 minutes, I'm delaying myself, many times it's just going to pass by and it's going to go away. And even if you wait to 15 minutes and you fall and you do the thing which you didn't want to do, self-control is like a muscle. Every time you control yourself, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So that alone, the fact that you delayed it, is a success in itself. And the last eight, so what they call it is like, you surf the taiva. You know when you go surfing, you know, like the wave goes like up, and then you like ride the wave and it goes down. So this technique is an interesting technique. It's similar to, it's a way of distracting yourself, is what you do is like this. You try to like remove yourself from the taiva, and just imagine, let's say I had to write a report on taiva, how it works. I'm trying to watch it, how does it work? It's getting stronger, when is the peak, it goes up, it goes down. You try to like make yourself like an outsider and just viewing from an outsider in terms of what's going on. And the way taiva works, it goes up, 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 and then it goes down. So if you try to remove yourself from the taiva and you try to just to look at it as an outsider, it's called like surfing the taiva, and you just watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. That's a way of like distracting yourself. How many times that something helps a person with self-control, and it helps the person does or doesn't do what he wants to do. Okay, I got my time's up. Just sound a quick as we had it. We spoke out there. We spoke out of the Lifnei Yisrael Mishal. Two types of Lifnei Yisrael Mishal. This one type is, what's the first type we spoke about?
Bad advice.
What it means, selling the book on bidge. Business advice. Any bad advice, that's going to be a derisa. The second chelek of the mishnah is helping, causing, enticing somebody to do a maisa iser. That's a second. Anytime you're a chelek of maisa iser, that applies being to Jews, being to goyim. If you're causing somebody to do something wrong, that's going to be the iser of lifnei iver sita mishnah. That's going to be a derisa. We spoke a little about in terms of any shidduchim that we said that it's a big mitzvah to do it, but if you think the person has to be, as long as you think it's good advice, it's bad advice. You know how to do it. In terms of giving shidduch information, if somebody's not married to you, have a chiyuv to say, always a shayla is going to give a person married to a person not married to you. And we spoke a little bit in terms of how a person control himself, person not to be signed. So thank Rabbi Dovi again for giving me the opportunity to come to Zvei Chashvakel, and I wish everyone a ksiva teve, should be a good Gaben Shiyar, Shiyar, which everyone should a year of Simcha, and yeah, a person should be in Zeicha to always know the Ratzon Hashem and do a Vesesh.